This is a Bio 100 snippet from the ASU School of Life Sciences. In an earlier recording, we discussed what is DNA. We'll pick up with a few of those points, and then we're going to have Dr. Elser explain how DNA stores information. So it's really important that we understand that DNA is double. It has two strands.
That it's double, and there are pairing rules.
And those pairing rules deal with nucleotides, A, C, G, T, adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. And the pairing is A to T, C to G.
That's right.
And if we know that, we pretty much know all there is about DNA. Or do we?
We know pretty much how the molecule is put together and how it serves its function for copying. How does it store information, of course, is also essential. And essentially, all you need to realize is that just like in our alphabet, right, and our language, we use different letters of the alphabet and we change the order of those letters to mean something different. So we can code all kinds of information using our alphabet by changing the sequences of A, B, C, D, E, and F and all those letters. That's how you code information. Same thing in computers. Computers are even simpler than that. So our language has 23 letters. Computers use just zeros and ones to code all the incredible amounts of information that they process. So any changing sequence of repeating units or sets of units can code information, and that's exactly what happens in DNA. Essentially, you have four different letters to work with, and by changing the order that the A, T, Cs, and Gs come in a single strand of the coding region of a DNA is how you make the genetic information present in the molecule. It's really quite remarkable.
So DNA ends up being an encyclopedia, or I've even heard DNA referred to as a blueprint for life.
That's right. And except, of course, in the blueprint of life, the blueprints come in pairs, because remember, chromosomes come in pairs, and so it means you have two copies of every gene. It's kind of interesting, sort of like building a building with you have a Xerox of the building plan on hand.
You've been listening to one of the Bio 100, The Living World snippets. To listen to more snippets from this course, tune to iTunes U and do a search on Bio 100 snippets.